And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Sinking deep in sin, God got a hold on me. When I had no trace of peace within, God got a hold on me. When I found myself at my rope's end, when I was far from shore with no will to swim, He reached down and He pulled me in. God got a hold on me. God got a hold on me. God got a hold on me. All I had to do, just believe, and God got a hold on me. When I was blind and could not see, God got a hold on me. When I had no glimpse of eternity, God got a hold on me. When I had no strength to carry on, He touched my heart and He made me strong.
He put the joy back into my song. God got a hold on me.
God got a hold on me. God got a hold on me. All I had to do was just believe, and God got a hold on me. Got a hold on me. All I had to do was just believe, and God got a hold on me. When He broke my chains and set me free, God got a hold.
God got a hold.
God got a hold on me.
God got a hold on me. That's Eric Horner and Jimmy Fortune, Les Butler, Mike Allen. God got a hold on me. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone. Going to be around with you for a little while. Thank the Lord that He got a hold on me a long, long time ago, October 1970, when I accepted the Lord as my Savior. And I don't regret it, friend. I'm so thankful that He is my Lord and my Savior. I hope today you know Him as your Savior also. Well, I want to say thank you for tuning in, and I hope the program each and every time that you listen is a blessing to you. We're going to move along and have another song, and this song, I believe, will bless your heart. It is by Nathan and Tanya Horton, and it's simply entitled, What a Wonderful Morning.
Gates of pearl, streets of gold, and walls of jasper. Friends and loved ones waiting there on God's green shore. Our Savior is there to welcome all His children home to stay. Oh, what a wonderful morning when He calls away. Oh, what a wonderful time when we get home, there to see our Lord and Savior around God's throne. By the blood He has conquered the victory over sin. Oh, child in a ring. We have not the promise of tomorrow, and we know not that he may come. So friend, be ready if he calls you, for he could come back today. With open arms he'll take you home, forever with him to stay. Around God's throne, by the blood he has conquered the victory over sin. Oh, what a wonderful morning when he says, child, enter in. Oh, what a wonderful morning when we can live again.
What a wonderful morning. That's being sung for you by Nathan and Tanya Horton right here on It's Gospel Time. Well, let me encourage you to be found faithful to God's house, God's will, God's word, and the work of the Lord. We're not saved by work, but we're saved by grace. But I do believe folk that are right with God will be willing to work for him. I just have a strong feeling about that, even though works will not get you to heaven. But I believe it was James said, show me your faith without works. I'll show you my faith by my works. That's a paraphrase. But anyway, I want to encourage you to be found in a good Bible, believing, Bible teaching, preaching, practicing church. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps you live in that area, we'd love to have you go to church with us and give me a call for more information, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. All right, friends, I would love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Many of you have purchased a book called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. It's a small book, but it's full of love, and God laid it on her heart to write it, and she wrote it. And it's touched hearts across the country. Some folk tell me they've read it over and over and over again. And that's good. But if you'd like to have a copy, they're $10. And simply send that to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail. And we will, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And we'll mail the book back to you. That will include the postage. All right. Looking into the Word of God today. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. And we will pick up reading in verse number 9. Alexander Scobie's reading from the infallible, inerrant, preserved King James Version of the Bible.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There is no sickness body will rest beneath the sun. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me.
I can tell you what, folk, that's some mighty, mighty fine singing by Fields of Grace. That's another young couple in our area that just blesses my heart every time that I get to be in service with them. Let's listen a little bit more.
God, I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me.
When I get to be in service with them, it reminds me God don't have all the young folks.
I'm just going over Jordan.
Well, they do a great job, not only in recording, but in church. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Sure hope you'll stay around, because we'll be back right after this.